proclamation number 6762 dated the February 15th, 1957. World event. Chaos. Antitrust. There will be indescribable chaos after I have spoken through the forces of nature, since for as long as the earth has existed nothing of this kind has ever been experienced by humanity. Fear and terror will render people incapable of thinking and doing anything, for their fear that this happening will repeat itself will leave them unable to give a hand in order to help and to rescue where it is still possible to help. Only a few will realize what has happened because it will have been revealed to them before and the truth of my words will be evident to them. Hence they will also enlighten their fellow human beings with complete conviction but, once again, only be listened to by a few, because people will accept anything but not that a divine plan of salvation would be carried out in this way. Nevertheless, this time must be used well and at the same time people should also be informed of the forthcoming end. That which has taken place cosmically cannot be denied by them and the fact that it had been announced in advance may still make individual people thoughtful. However, the will to live, the personal instinct for preservation, will nevertheless prevail. And people will do whatever it takes to get the earthly adversity, which was triggered by the natural disaster, under control. And again, the degree of love will be the crucial factor. People's willingness to help their neighbor, whether or how their own circumstances will improve, for I will help all those who care for their fellow human beings' hardship too. Yet many will have to struggle hard if they trust in their own strength, or they will clearly be helped from below if they rigorously proceed at the expense of their fellow human beings. Earthly hardship will be as immense as the chaos that was caused by inconceivable destruction. Then countless people will forfeit their faith in a God and Creator because they were sorely affected. But their faith was a mere formality. It did not stand firm to a serious test. However, I proclaim this event in advance so that you humans persevere, so that you know that it is my plan, that I am also lord over natural forces and that it therefore will also be an easy matter for me to help those people again who appeal to me for help. I wouldn't have to announce anything to you in advance. I could suddenly intervene and surprise all people. Yet then no one would want to believe in me either. But I want you to recognize me, and you'll be able to recognize me if everything comes to pass such as it has been proclaimed. Then you will know that nothing can happen on this earth without my will, and then you will be able to incline my will towards you by handing yourselves over to me with complete faith and pray to me for protection. Hence this is why I transmit to you the information of what is to come, this is why I initiate you into my plan of salvation, and this is why I constantly ask you, my servants, to pass your knowledge on to your fellow human beings as well. For your bond with me will be your most assured protection, regardless of what happens. And then the one will become evident who will be my opponent in the last days, who will seize the reins because the immense hardship will make it easy for him and he will subsequently also issue instructions which will clearly prove that he belongs to Satan. And he will find many followers and give unscrupulous orders. He will also want to snatch those of little faith from me, yet he will meet with resistance from my side too, for I furnish my own with great strength and the worse the adversity will seem to get the stronger will be my own, because they will feel me in my presence and thus will fearlessly communicate what my spirit instructs them to say. However, all this will have to precede the end, just as it has been proclaimed. because every single soul will still have to be fought for, and the great adversity will still push those people towards me who still call upon me at the last moment and thereby escape the fate of a renewed banishment. Amen.